Well, Russell now plays the ball back into FC United's half to Davis. Davis square to Greenall, his centre-back partner for this evening. Greenall looking to find Chambers. Chambers hasn't been in the game yet in this opening 10 minutes, but Greenall's going to give her another opportunity today. In fact, that ball's a bit more central towards Battle, but it's headed clear once again by Nicola Connor. And now Stockport on the attack. Jean looking to put the pressure on. Ball helped on by Webb. Forward the ball goes. What can Stockport County do here with Douglas? She's challenged. However, the ball is played forward. Webb is onside. Webb nutmegs Chloe Ainsworth. And, well, Fran Davis is appealing here to the liner. We saw 5 minutes earlier the liner isn't giving obvious offsides. I'm not too sure about how far in line she was there, Paul. But the truth of the matter is Stockport County on 11 minutes take the lead here, Paul.
Yeah, it looked like the danger had passed at one point, but just checking if Fran Davis has got herself into trouble, but I don't think she has. Looked like the danger might have passed, but they got a second bite of the cherry, and Webb was equal to the task to nutmeg the keeper, and Stockport have got a welcome lead from their point of view.
Yep. Well, FC United on 11 minutes trail here at Broadhurst Park in this top of the table clash to Stockport County by 1-0. As the 45 minutes are up here, and it's going to be Russell to take this throw-in just by the home dugout. Throw-in taken, and here's Battle now. Battle on this touchline here, and foul given against Reeves, who did lunge in a bit. So, well, a last chance in this first half for FC United to whip this ball into Stockport County's penalty area. The last couple of occasions hasn't really bore much fruit for FC United, but we'll wait and see. This is 10 yards in from the touchline, midway into Stockport County's half on the main stand side. Foster to take. Foster towards the back post, who's rising, and it's cleared, but Carrington's there. Handball!
He's given it.
Knapp with her hands up in the air. Carrington was there. Definite handball, no doubt about it, and it's going to be a penalty to FC United.
Well.
Right on the stroke of our time. And, well, it's, I don't think you can really complain at that. I mean, her arms are up in the air.
So, there's a moment. Kirsty Chambers picks the ball up.
Well, Blackett hasn't had a save to make in his opening 45 minutes. We are into the second minute of added time here. Kirsty Chambers to take this penalty. What can FC United's captain do from the penalty spot? And here's Kirsty Chambers now to take this penalty. She steps up. Slots it into the top corner. You're not going to save them. And FC United equalise in the third minute of added time in this first half, Paul. And I can't say they've deserved it, but we'll take it.
Well, that reminded me of a certain final last season at Charlton, where Kirsty had a killer penalty to take and kept her nerve, and she's done exactly the same now in front of the SMRE.
It's a throw-in to FC United, midway into Stockport County's half. It's Carrington to take down the line. Chambers helps the ball on there. And, well, Battle wasn't on the same page as Kirsty Chambers, and back it goes out of play for a goal kick.
Maybe that converted penalty has invigorated the side.
Well, it should do, really. Ball back in play. Here's Mapp. Nice control there by Mapp in the centre circle for counter. Got Reeves for support out on this right-hand side. Reeves has got McCarrick for company. Here comes Reeves. Can't take on McCarrick like that. And McCarrick wins the ball back. Plays it to Chambers. Chambers now with a long ball down the left-hand channel. In fact, it's got enough curl on it to get to Battle. Battle's goal side. Battle's one-on-one. Oh, saved down low by the goalkeeper's feet. Batterfields into the roof of the net. And FC United into the second half. 3 minutes on the clock. And, well, Paul, we said it. They've come out and they mean business in the second half. And FC United thoroughly deserved the lead.
Well, Cara Fields has been on the pitch a matter of 3 minutes, and she's already made a massive impact in this, what we could say, the title race. It looked like, I mean, the ball through to Battle was a superb angled ball round the back of the defender, Connor. And she did well to Battle and win it in the box. And it looked like the chance had gone, but Cara Fields was following up. And that's what we did. We weren't doing in the first half. We weren't supporting the striker. That time, Cara Fields made a run and got a reward.
Absolutely. And, well, it's a great ball by Chambers as well to find Battle in the first place. But FC United from 1-0 down, 2-1 up.